League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Axelrod is an ordained interfaith minister. She is a graduate of One Spirit Seminary. She is the founding director of Three Mountains Interspiritual Community, and she is an author. Her newest book is 10 Words, An Interspiritual Guide to Becoming Better People in a Better World. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thank you so much, George. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to write the book.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm an ordained interfaith, interspiritual minister, and I've really spent my entire life on the spiritual journey, on the spiritual quest, decades in different traditions, very intensely studying, practicing. And what I found for myself was that even with all the knowledge that I had, I was kind of lost still. And I think that happens to a lot of us these days in our kind of multi-faith world, or in our, you know, what I like to call sort of the pick and choose, cherry picking form of modern spirituality, where we go, well, I like this and I like this and I like that. And we kind of try to create this spiritual smoothie for ourselves. And just like a smoothie, like tastes good, feels good, not super nutritious, like not totally giving you all that nourishment, all that fulfillment. And so I really sat down to figure out a way to distill what was at the root of all of the different traditions. What was common to all of them? To try to find a path that combined them all, but actually gave me a structure. Because what happens is when you're choosing to follow a particular path, they give you the path. Here's the path, right? But for a lot of us, that's just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. So that's where we end up with this mix and match thing. Mm-hmm. But we still need a path. Otherwise, we get lost in the woods. And that's where I was after, 40 plus years of spiritual seeking. I had lots of skills and lots of techniques and lots of knowledge, but I didn't have a path. So I sat down to find myself a path. And what I started doing was writing down literally the words. I said, what is common? What is what we would consider like the perennial wisdom? True across the board. It doesn't matter which path you're looking at. And I started writing down the words. And by the time I got to 10 words, I was like, wait a minute, I think I'm done. I think that's it. But I wasn't sure. So I had to spend a year with a group of colleagues and folks that wanted to explore these 10 words and see if this worked. And at the end of that year, we all went, wow, okay, we have a path. Because what's beautiful about these words is there's no doctrine, there's no dogma, there's no, if God freaks you out, you don't have to use God. Like you can call it, you don't even have to actually have a spiritual orientation. They're really just the fundamental basic principles that help us become better people in a better world, period.
I love everything about that. I love trying to get down to the first principles of things. Because real easy to get lost in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not just with faith, but probably everything.
Everything. I mean, it's there's so much out there. And, these days, especially, we just are bombarded. We have so much information and so much, anything is available on the internet. And it gets really hard to discern what is, what actually has to, what's true, what's real.
And what matters.
And what matters, right? And what matters.
Yeah. So first and for I well not necessarily first, I love the realization that it's possible to just find one word and help that be that guide for people who are also feeling lost, who don't have that path. Do you have favorites out of the 10?
Oh, it's really, it's kind of hard to pick one because, first of all, these 10 words, they're very simple words. You know them. You already know them. We already know, the first word, for example, is attention. At the basis of every spiritual practice is trying to get you to pay attention, right? Teaching you how to focus your attention. Because if you don't focus your attention, you're not going to go anywhere. You're just going to wander around, right? So, attention, for example, it's a very simple word. That doesn't mean it's easy. That's what every, these days, especially when mindfulness meditation is everything, right? The difference for me with attention and in looking at how attention is used across, all traditions have a contemplative, have at their base a contemplative practice of paying attention, is that it's just the first step. It's the first word. But in a lot of, our modern spirituality, we think meditation is the be all end all. That's it. That's where we stop. And it's not, it's where we start.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah, I think that certainly makes sense. I've never thought about it like that, but it's certainly true. And where we place our attention is really everything. And I'm really fond of saying sounds easy, does hard. It's a different way of saying it's simple, but not easy.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of things and people and other things that want my attention. In fact, they are compensated and make money by getting my attention.
Exactly. And so it's not just where our attention is, but also the quality of our attention. We're really good at multitasking. We are extremely good at it. And that means that it's even harder, even harder. To focus our attention.
And so, understanding that it's valuable and of value for me to be focused and to be a good steward, to just make good decisions on what I'm going to give my attention to, and then try to give it fully, is there? And that comes down to what matters. I decide what is of value, of greatest value, and therefore I'm going to put my attention towards that.
Yes, but fundamentally, I like to say, you're always on a spiritual path, whether you're aware of it or not. It's called life, right? So, everything in life requires our attention. But deciding where your priorities are, what values you have, where you want to put that attention, that is your discernment.
And so we make those decisions. We decide with through our discernment, this is what matters most to me. This is what I'm going to give my attention to and focus on. And then from there, what is next? Because that's the starting point.
Right. Well, that's going to filter all the way through. That's going to go all the way through the 10 words. The next word is acceptance. Once you put your attention on something, you go, okay, this exists. Then you have to deal with, I like it, I don't like it. And off, that's where we get into trouble. Because we can't accept things just the way they are. The Buddha said that if the recipe for suffering is wanting things to be different than they are. So as soon as we get into a thing of, I can't accept this, then we really can't do anything. We're just fighting. We're just resisting. That's not really a spiritual path, right? In the sense of all, if you're fighting with life, you're not going to get anywhere with it. You're just going to be constantly at war. So being able to say, okay, this exists, this too, not always easy. It's not always easy. And these days, again, we've got so much that we're like, well, I don't know if I can accept this. And acceptance, the important thing about acceptance, it doesn't mean you have to like it. It doesn't mean you have to affirm it. It doesn't mean you have to approve of it. But you have to accept that it is what it is.
The serenity prayer comes to mind to me.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, this is what I'm saying. You're going to find this in every tradition, even in the serenity prayer, right? Even in you know, AA spirituality. It's in everything. You have to be able to accept reality for what it is. And sometimes the hardest thing, for example, really at the fundamental base of it is accepting impermanence, accepting, you know, that we're going to die. Everything does. That's a really hard one.
For sure. So I like this. I don't like this. Mm. I have made the decision to do this. I've come to the realization that the thing that I've invested in is a certain way. If I choose that I don't like this, this is a function of, okay, I'm not going to change it. So I either need to stop doing it. I need to move on from this, but just my irritation is not going to change the thing.
Correct. Correct. And these days, especially when we have, you know, a culture of outrage, where we're just getting so angry and outraged about everything that's going on, you know, it's not really helpful. It's not a good place. You can't change things from a place of outrage. You can only change things from a place of acceptance. Okay, I see what it is. I see what it is clearly. I don't have to get all worked up over it. But then I can make changes. And again, you know, I like it, I don't like it. You can choose to engage with it. You can choose not to engage with it. It's your choice. But if you can't see it clearly, then you're just responding out of some kind of emotional reaction.
So that goes to personal agency?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We have the agency to do, make changes. We have the agency to do anything we want, really. But we have to take that agency, but we can't do that if we can't see what's going on clearly.
That's 100% right. So having that personal agency, to circle back on something you started talking about at the beginning, sort of the pick and choose approach to what we want our beliefs to be, our spiritual beliefs to be. What a wonderful gift it is that I have the ability to learn about every kind of discipline it's ever been, and I get to pick and choose. But we haven't quite caught up to the fact that everything else you've been talking about, it's a giant responsibility, because if I choose to have this set of values, but it's contrary to the town that I live in or my family's or the country that I live in, then the whole program's not going to work. And society breaks down because we're all pissed off, kind of a thing. It's part of it.
Yeah. That's a big part of what's going on. I mean, you know, the other thing about sort of our mix and match, pick and choose form of spirituality is that we tend to just pick the things that are comfortable for us. You know, we go, oh, I like this. This feels good. I'll do this. And we skip over the hard stuff, which is largely why a lot of people are like, I don't want to do religion because there's obligation and there's commandments and there's this stuff, right? I don't want demands made on me. I just want to do the things that make me feel good and are comfortable. And when we do that, we miss the growth. We only are going to grow when we get pushed a little bit outside of our comfort zone. And so these words, even though, you know, they're not thou shalt or thou shalt nots, they're not, as you can see, you know, attention and acceptance are not like commandments, you know, they're principles. They're ways of being and behaving and understanding, right? But they're still going to push you if you actually do it, because you're going to be like, okay, I accept this, right? And then something's going to happen and you're like, okay, whoa, can't accept that. Well, you have to go back to the word acceptance. How can I work to accept this?
That's really interesting. I wrote down top down, bottom up. Moses comes down, gives me the commandment, said, this is what you're going to do. And if you don't, trouble
there
for
you. There are consequences, right?
Yeah,
there
like
are
bad
consequences.
Things, man.
Well, or, we have karma. We have, you know, laws of cause and effect. I mean, this is not, you know, you don't have to literally think hell, you know, hell and, you know, fire and brimstone. Like, but you do have to think there are consequences to your actions. Always. There are consequences to your words.
And in many ways, we're seeing these consequences through a unhappy group of people here on Earth fighting. And so the bottom up, the top down versus bottom up, I can pick and choose. I can do whatever I want. I'm skipping through the garden and just touching the stuff I'm interested in. I don't want to, but I'm not interested in actually, you know, pruning or tilling the soil. I just want to pick the flowers kind of thing.
Right, right. You know, I have a saying, if you don't weed, you don't eat. You know, as a gardener, as somebody who grows my own vegetables, like if I don't weed, there aren't going to be any vegetables to eat. You know, like we have to do the work. We have to do the work. And that is what, you know, you can agree or disagree with, you know, the various doctrines in different traditions, but they all point to you have to do the work. You have an obligation. You know, you have an obligation as a human being on this planet not to make a mess of things. It's really simple. And we've been given the instructions for how to live, you know, become better people in a better world. We've been given them over and over again in all of our traditions in slightly different ways. But the 10 words distill them into what the principles are behind all of these instructions. But we don't do them because it's, you know, we'd rather go skip through the garden and smell flowers
right.
or because we want something and we're willing to, you know, we're going to do whatever we want to do to get that thing, you know, whatever the consequences are, who cares?
It's the original story of the Garden of Eden almost.
Wow. It's the original story of every tradition.
All of them. It's like they knew.
Yeah, it's, of course they like, knew. Of course they
knew. It's like
knew.
They recognize human nature.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. Like, we can discount these sacred texts and teachings as, like, you know, I don't know, literary models or myths or, oh, that was just then and that doesn't apply to us now. You know? But the reality is they knew.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
They knew, you know, human nature. They weren't any different than we are. We haven't changed. We really haven't evolved much.
Yep. You know? We maybe have the internet, but that just makes it worse.
Makes it harder. makes it a lot harder.
Cool internet, guys. That's going to just rip you apart further.
Exactly. You know, and that, you know, when we talk about, I mean, one of the things that comes up for a lot of people is, you know, the idea that's, you know, in Christianity of original sin, which, you know, our original sin is separating ourselves from whatever you call the sacred, right? Whatever you call it, feeling ourselves to be separate, and therefore we can do whatever we want.
That's right.
You know, and the reality is you can't. And we've been telling you this for a long time. You can't just do whatever you want. There are consequences. So how do we do the right thing? And again, it doesn't have to come from some divine source. But we still have that responsibility. You know, one of the words is creativity. We are creative beings. We're, you know, every breath we take literally is creating the world. Well, then let's take some responsibility for what we're bringing into the world.
There are consequences. Let's take some responsibility. So when people are reading the book, what are you hoping that it is going to do?
So the book, is divided up into there's, an introduction in terms of like, here's where the 10 words come from. Here is a way to use them. And then there are the 10 words themselves. So, this isn't really a book you just sit down and kind of read all the way through. What I often suggest is people take one word, one word a month, one word a week, whatever time frame works for you, and explore that word really deeply. Each chapter gives you a little bit of information about, where this word shows up, why this principle is important, how it might show up in your life, and then some suggested practices, some suggested, exploration questions. Explore it. And you're going to find, some people find they just put the word on a sticky note on their computer. And it just permeates, right? It's like, oh, right, acceptance. Here we are. And the thing is these words are going to show up every day. Once you have these words as the framework, as the ladder for yourself, you're going to find that they show up. They're just the little reminders. I like to call them kind of the waypoints, like when you're walking a trail or whatever, you have the little waypoints along the way. They're the places you go, oh, right, where am I?
Well,
And so.
I think it's awesome. I think it's incredible. I think as adults, we're pulled in so many different directions, which is the point of this whole conversation. But we are. And so to be able to, I don't know that reduce is the right term, but to condense, boil it down to a word and to focus on that word and to get the back of it, the backstory of it, how it's a through line from so many different faiths and disciplines and traditions, and to be able to ruminate and think about that, I think it's such a beautiful access way to start accessing this kind of work versus trying to, I don't even know where to start, right? Like, oh my God.
Because the beautiful thing about these words is that you could look at them through the lens of any tradition. So let's say you're drawn to Buddhism or you're drawn to Christianity or whatever. You can go, oh, this is where this word shows up in that tradition. And because they're interspiritual, because they show up in every tradition, they also kind of guide you to, oh, well, this, here's how I would like to apply this word. Maybe there's a practice within a tradition. So one of the words is contemplation, right? It's kind of the middle word. It's the focus from the internal to the external. So every religious tradition, every faith and wisdom tradition has a contemplative aspect, which is the I'm just going to get quiet and I'm going to listen. So there are lots of ways throughout traditions, very specific practices that help you contemplate. You can choose, but you still have to do it. You still have to contemplate. And you have to use that practice for that purpose.
I choose to contemplate without spending any time contemplating. Not going to work. Not how that goes.
Even if you're spending a few minutes a day,
1,000%. Just turn the brain on, and it's an amazing thing. Once you turn it on, it's going to do more thinking on your behalf, and it's going to give you more ideas and thoughts, and it's going to become this virtuous cycle and a beautiful thing. One of my favorite quotes from Blaise Pascal, he says, the most of humanity's problems stem from our inability to sit quietly in a room by ourselves. So like contemplation is one of the words, makes all the sense in the world to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why we've got, we take our walk, we've got our phone, we were listening to a podcast, we're, blah, 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 blah. We can't just sit still and sit quiet. We're afraid to because we might hear something.
Oof, it's a scary place to be alone inside of our own minds. Well, this is awesome, Lauren. I can't wait to have you back on to dig deeper into all of these. So thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Where can they get their copy of 10 Words, an interspiritual guide to becoming better people in a better world?
Thanks so much, George. This has been a wonderful opportunity and conversation. So you can find out more about me on my website. That's laurynaxelrod.com, LaurynAxelrod.com. The book, 10 Words, An Interspiritual Guide to Becoming Better People in a Better World, is available wherever books are sold. Online at your local bookstore, they can order it in ebook, in paperback. And I write a blog called Radical Spirituality, Getting to the Root of What Matters, available on Substack. So check that out. And I don't really do the Facebook and Instagram thing.
Oh, you're really missing out, Lauren. You're really missing out.
Just can't. That's where I choose to focus my attention, right?
Practicing what she preaches, ladies and gentlemen. Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Lauren your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Learn more about Lauren at laurynaxelrod.com, LaurynAxelrod.com. Pick up your copy of 10 Words wherever you buy your books. And then check out the Radical Spirituality Substack. And I will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Lauren.
Thank you, George.
Till next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.